You want to win the game Sunday, but is there an extra element just being a to your former team?
Excuse me. Yeah, I think it's always an extra element. You know, whenever you left the team and left prematurely before you thought you were going to leave. So, yeah, it's a little bit.
You like proving to them that you still have that they did foreshadow a little early? That
I like proving to everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It wasn't just, the Packers that didn't think I could play anymore. And there was a lot of people. As I mentioned to the reporters there earlier, I didn't have a lot of people knocking my door down trying to sign me. So it's good to try to prove it to everybody.
You've been here a couple of years, but is it weird looking at the film and going up against Aaron and some of those guys?
No, it's not weird. I mean, I prepare for him, the same way you do any other opponent. But I guess the weird thing would be is that so many of the people on the team, that are still there, guys that you used to go into games on Sunday with, for so long. So that part of it.
Are you close to any of the guys still?
Yeah. All those guys. A-Rod, Clay, Sam, all those guys, we all talk, periodically throughout the years.
Gone up against obviously Aaron in practice, now Derek in practice. Do you see similarities in their abilities, their game?
Yeah, I think they're pretty similar. I think just mechanic-wise, they're pretty similar. Same build. They both can move around the pocket. So they're mobile quarterbacks. So, yeah, they're definitely.
I'm assuming you weren't surprised that Khalil Mack received AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Not at all. Well, he deserved it after that performance. So, congratulations to him.
Last year, he had just 4 sacks on the season. What have you seen from him that he's been able to take his game to that next level and be that impact player for you guys?
I think it's just really understanding what he can do. He can go out there and he has the ability to get around guys or go through them. And he's really, I think, just figuring out that he can do that pretty much at his will. That's bad for opposing offensive lines.
Did you go back and watch the 5 sacks at all?
Yeah, well, I watched some of them on one of my apps. Bleacher Report, I believe. So, yeah, I watched a few of them, man, and it's impressive. I wouldn't want to be the guy on the other side of him.
What is it about those sacks that maybe you were impressed the most?
There was one where, they talked after the game about not getting help, for the guard, that was trying to block him. And one of those plays they did, they sent it back to try to chip him. But Khalil just ran through the tackle and didn't give the chipper any time to chip. So, that was pretty impressive.
Aaron had to follow Brett Favre. It's almost an impossible thing. But you were there and watched what he did and elevated himself as a Hall of Fame type guy. What were your observations watching him do that?
It was a lot of fun because we used to, have a lot of battles in practice. Him and myself, when he was, backing up and the scout team would be going against, the number one D. So we had some good battles, man, and it was a lot of fun. But you knew, very early that he had it, and it was just, a matter of time before he got his shot. And we knew once he got the shot that the team was going to be in good hands because he showed you every day in practice what he could do.
Could have been here. You took Fabian Washington.
Yes. I told somebody that not long ago. So, yeah, you had to tell the other people that, not me.
What makes him so tough to defend?
Oh, man, he's, very accurate. And, he takes care of the ball, better than – most quarterbacks do. He's not going to throw a ton of interceptions. And, he can put the ball, anywhere, in any place. And I think probably the most dangerous thing about him is the way he can throw the ball on the run. Plays break down, he gets out of the pocket, and he can still put it, any place he wants to. So he's a tough guy, to defend, in that respect. And so we have to make sure, man, that we don't allow him to scramble around, get out of the pocket, extend plays, and allow his receivers to, break open and get away from coverage. So he presents a lot of problems.
All right.
Thanks, Charles.
Thanks, Charles.